And we end today's program with a segment called In Your Ear, where we ask our guests about their favorite songs. Today, former basketball player Adonel Foyle, a native of the Caribbean island of Canawan. He was never a superstar on the court, yet he was always a leader. Foyle's general manager called him the most important player on the roster. We caught up with the former Orlando Magic and Golden State Warrior, who's also a poet, by the way, soon after he retired from the NBA.
Hi, everyone. My name is Adonel Foyle. I am an ex-professional basketball player for the Orlando Magic and the Golden State Warriors. When I am listening to anything in my car, I have Bob Marley's greatest hits. I really love having that CD. Redemption Song, I think, is one of my favorite.
All pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I.
It always feels so very conscious, you know, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. I like the kind of things he does in his music.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and
look? And it definitely takes me back home. I feel like, you know, my mom is calling me and I'm running on the beach and listening to something like that. So it takes me very much back to my roots and growing up in the Caribbean.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
One of the other things that I like to listen to is classical music. A great piece of music. Every time you go to a basketball game, you hear it play, you know, this amazing music, and you wonder, what is it? What is it? I had the great opportunity to go and see Kamina Barana perform live, and it was an absolutely amazing piece of music by Karloff, and it just picks you up and it just have this kind of journey, and it just start building up, and then just absolutely explodes. I mean, to have that in your car, it's like, and I'll be conducting. I mean, it's a wonderful piece of music, and seeing that live was something that I think for forever changed the way I see music in general. Growing up in the Caribbean, one of the most important way we used to be able to communicate what's going on politically is through calypso. And one of my absolute favorite calypsonian of all time is the Mighty Sparrow. And one of his awesome song is, you know, Gene and Dinah.
Well, it's Gene and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, from the corner posing, that your life is something they're telling. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all.
It's like, I consider myself a pretty good dancer, but, you know, coming from the Caribbean, when you hear a calypso or you hear something, you know, that moves you, you'd be in the car and you just start grooving. Because the Mighty Sparrow, I think, has transcended music. He has been an international just superstar, but he, you know, export our culture and our way of telling stories through his calypso. And Gene and Dinah is one of my absolute favorite from the Mighty Sparrow.
The Yankees gonna sparrow take over. Gene and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, from the corner posing, bet your life is something they said. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a run.
That was Adonel Foyle telling us what's playing in his ear. If you want to hear the full interview with the former NBA player and hear excerpts of a special poem he wrote on the occasion of his retirement, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More. And that's the program for today. I'm Jackie Leiden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Wrong corner posing, but your life is something that's setting. And if you catch them broken.